Welcome, everybody, to a fabulous Saturday, December 14th edition of Zeta Global Radio. I am Lainey Savante Wolken here and excited to share with you a really beautiful day. We're getting right into the holidays, and so, of course, today we speak with and have her back, Carol Brody Fleet. So that's exciting. Huffington Post writer, and she's in the new Chicken Soup for the Soul and has done many, many good things in the world to help widows, to help people going through grief, and to help us as singles move forward into a greater space. And that's what the topic of the show today is about. Before we get into that, we always start off with what's happening in the world, or maybe even right here in Albuquerque as we are today, with what's going on in the news. Today's events and happenings are sponsored by our good friends, Natural Awakenings Essential New Mexico. Big shout out there to Andrea. She's a publisher there and doing really, really good works. So if you aren't familiar with the magazine, go ahead and check it out. It's free, and it's just about on every newsstand throughout the state. And Natural Awakenings actually is across the country and in all different places. But right now, we're working with Natural Awakenings of Central New Mexico, and they always have good things to say about what's happening in the spiritual and conscious arenas. So the following news pieces are from Natural Awakenings, from their magazine, and we'll start off with two local practitioner authors who have books on mindfulness. We have Dr. Beth Janaris, MAMS. She's going to bring her vast knowledge of mindfulness, conflict resolution, cognitive behavioral retraining, and solutions-focused life training and coaching into her writings. And she's got two books coming up. One's called Turning Me to We, The Art of Partnering with Mindfulness. This book provides the keys and innovative techniques to create healthy, successful relationships in an easy-to-implement step-by-step model. And the companion book is Turning No to On, The Art of Parenting with Mindfulness. And the goal of this book is to assist the parent in developing an attitude of mindfulness in parenting, to circumvent the trap of power struggling in daily living, and develop an internalized structure of strength and flexibility. So these books are out. You can learn more about Dr. Janaris and her trainings by going to her website, which is Beth Janaris, that's G as in go, G-I-N-E-R-I-S.com. Both books are available through her website and locally here in Albuquerque at Page One Books, Bookworks, and the Center for Instinctive Health Medicine in Albuquerque. There is a really nice salon in town as well. It's called Salon Talu. And this is a new salon. Actually, I know about it. Ironically, my own hairdresser just announced that she's going to be over there. So this was so great that I got this from Natural Awakenings. Kalika Talu, she's the founder of Salon Talu in Albuquerque, is an indigenous hair artist, specializing in ammonia-free hair color services and haircuts to positively impact our community by providing a space for intergenerational engagement. And through a mentorship program she's going to have there with Native youth. So from the guidance of their NEAR program, Salon Talu has enjoyed expanding their capacity of what they can provide the community by hosting monthly meditations, special events, and workshops. So spiritual enlightenment, community gathering, organic hair coloring, and beautiful energy. Sounds like an amazing place to go get your hair done. Mention this profile and you'll get a free coconut scalp treatment with any hair service. And you can visit them at Salon Talu, TALLOU.com, or by calling 505-507-2361. There is an event coming up next Tuesday, November 17th. It's for the organization called People Living Through Cancer. They're going to have a gala called Growing Hope, Giving Thanks, and their gala and fundraiser is going to be from 11 to 1. There'll be a silent auction and music, food, the whole works. So join them there. A beautiful cause. It's going to be at Hotel Albuquerque. It's only $65, and you can pre-register at 555-242-3263. Now, we mentioned last week when we had hip-hop artist Cade on that Lantern Fest is going to be this weekend. Actually, it's tonight. It's Saturday, November 14th. If you're feeling like something to do that's conscious and uplifting, and you are either in the Albuquerque, New Mexico area or Spokane, Washington, there are two Lantern Fests going on. To learn more, you can go to thelanternfestival.com. ZGR's own Howard Wolkin will be there with Rock and Art Fusion at the Spokane venue, and ZGR will be at the Albuquerque venue. So come say hi to either one of us if you're in those areas, and let's get our, I think the term is, let's get our light on. Let's get our light shining at these two festivals. Lastly, we have Cade CD. Now, you're going to get a special sneak peek of his song, Mangled Angel, on the Zeta Global Radio Facebook page. And come Monday, we'll have details on how you can pick up a copy of this EP. It's an extraordinary collection of songs, and it's all about this beautiful being, Jesse Cade Shelton. And Cade is going to show us how hip-hop is turning into a very positive way to spread global messaging for change. So again, for a sneak peek on some of his music, visit our ZGR Facebook page. That's it in news today for Lainey Savante-Wolkin here with Zeta Global Radio. We're going to take a break, and we'll come right back with Carol Brody Fleet. Welcome to Natural Awakenings November. The November issue kicks off the holiday season. Read about experiencing gratitude all day long, true wealth, living a life you love, and tips for natural skincare and reading cosmetic labels. Natural Awakenings magazine will launch their first annual Healthy and Green Living Directory in February 2016. This special annual guide will reach over 50,000 readers and will be distributed throughout the year. Early bird pricing starts now at $99 for 12 months' worth of exposure. For all the details, visit Natural Awakenings, NNM, that's two N's, .com/advertise or call 505-999-1319. Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving from Natural Awakenings Magazine. Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. I am Lainey Savante-Wolkin, and I'm really excited about this show today. I hope you had a chance to listen to our first segment on positive news, because that's what we want to do here, is bring forward positive subjects and news and what's happening so we can all feel better about ourselves and move forward in the world in a good way. And I'm excited here because we have back on Zeta Global Radio Carol Brody Fleet. If you remember, she was on the show earlier in the year. She is the best-selling author of Widows Wear Stilettos, and not just an author of Widows Wear Stilettos, but has created an entire community around it. She has a new release coming out in January, When Bad Things Happen to Good Women. Right now, she's featured in Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Possible. She is a Huffington Post avid writer, and boy, I've watched those post writings that you've done, Carol, and there are a ton of people who follow it. So welcome to the show. We are going to talk about today about how to move through the holidays in joy as a single. Welcome, Carol.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me back. It's great to be here.
Well, we had a great response the last time, and last time we talked about tips and practices and how to move through what we originally came together about as a widow and how to move through that grief process. This today's subject's a little bit different, but we can talk about if we are suddenly find ourselves single and, you know, how to move through a time period that could be very stressful for some. So take it away.
Absolutely. The holidays are great and marvelous and wonderful. But the holidays also tend to hold a great big magnifying glass over anything in our lives that is challenging or difficult. The holidays just seem to make it worse, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think, again, with the media, when I know we were talking off air about how these stereotypes come forward of how things should be, and everyone's so individual. So it's great that you'll be able to share that we are these people, and what we do in our lives doesn't have to be what the next person does.
Which is probably the most important message of the show. We're just starting out with the bottom line, is about tuning into yourself and how you feel. Because, and this was something interesting that I discovered when I lost my late husband. Not only did I become a widow, but I lost my late husband right in the middle of Hanukkah, because we were an interfaith couple, and 6 days before Christmas. So that's a double helping.
Well, I lost my past partner just before Thanksgiving, 2 days before. So we share that bond now as well.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. So now not only are you dealing with loss, but you are dealing with loss right on top of the holiday. So you don't even really know that there's a holiday going on. At least when it actually happens. As the years go on, and what I came to learn is that the complexion of how you handle the holidays changes and evolves over time. Some years are tougher than others. I wish I could explain why. I can't. But what you have to do, what we're going to help you do, is tune into how you're feeling and help you tailor your holidays to your feelings, not to the opinions around you, not to the expectations around you, not to what commercials and the media and all of that says that you should do, but how you're feeling. It's all about ownership of the healing journey, which we discussed last time.
Sure. I think that is such a good point, and there could be other ways, and I know you'll touch a lot about that as we get going here in the show, about that individualized self-care, because whether you've gone through losing someone by death or it's a breakup or whatever the situation is and you find yourself alone, you're not truly alone. I mean, and that's, I know that almost sounds cliche. And in fact, you probably are going to say, I know you can, give it to me, good, Carol. It's like, that's what one person probably says to you. You're never alone. You have friends. But really, when you feel that way inside, you do. You feel like no one's around you. So we want to help bring people out of that today and show them that there is joy regardless of what is going on around us.
Absolutely.
So are there best practices, or is there certain tips or certain things that we can start to share with people? I mean, I know that one of the things that people have asked me is, do we feel like we have to be in big groups? I don't necessarily think so. I think whatever floats your boat, whatever is going to get you through these periods.
I absolutely agree. Well, first of all, how do we deal with the holidays in general? First of all, the first most important thing to do is don't try to ignore the holiday. I'm just going to pretend that there's no Thanksgiving, there's no Christmas, there's no Halloween, there's no Valentine's, whatever. You can't ignore the holidays. They are everywhere. They are on your television set. They are on your iPad. They are in the home improvement stores. I never thought in terms of a power saw as a gift, but that's just me. But the holidays are everywhere. You can't ignore them. What you need to do is find the different ways that you can be a part of the holidays. It doesn't have to be a time of dread, and it doesn't have to be a time of sorrow. The most important thing to do at the outset is recognize the difference between celebrating the holidays, which is what you're just talking about, and observing the holidays. Think about those two words, celebrate, and the image that you have in your head, and observe the holidays. There's wonderful ways that you can observe the holidays without being in crowds of people and without feeling like you have to put on a front or a party hat or a party dress. There's so many different things that you can do. There's so many different things that you can do that don't involve, kicking up your heels, as it were.
Gotcha. It's interesting that you said the word observe, because so many times when I'm helping people or giving them some advice from my point of view, I always suggest to them to be a conscious observer, which means they can have that sort of shield or that one little layer of, releasing the attachment, and letting go. And when you said observe, the first thing I thought of is be a conscious observer. You don't have to be so in the happenings, what's going around you. And it brings a little balance, I think, to your emotions.
Well, it does. And it also releases you of the obligation to feel that you have to be on. Okay, so, you know, what if you're dealing with a loss situation right now, death of a loved one or a divorce or a loss of a job, loss of a home, doesn't necessarily have to be death, and you're just not in the mood to celebrate. You're just, right. You just are not in the mood. Well, if you're in any kind of a loss situation, regardless of what it is, it's human nature for people that are closest to you to try and jolly you out of that place.
Sure.
That's just human nature. Don't feel obligated to be jolly. Really, really tune in to you. Find that center. Find the quiet spot and tune in to you. How are you feeling? If you don't feel like celebrating, don't. And you don't owe anybody any apologies. Let's talk a little bit about observing. And
sure.
How and what that looks like. Because again, when it was my turn up at bat and I really didn't know what to do because my daughter at the time was 11 years old. So there's a child to consider. So I actually asked the rabbi, not so much from a spiritual or, you know, what are the rules, but you know, what do I do? And he said, you know, there are things you can do. For example, with Hanukkah, you don't have to go to the parties. You don't have to play the games. But you can light candles and say the prayers, which is a lovely moment of introspection. You know, we're not even talking about, you know, being religious necessarily. It's a moment where you stop and tune in a quiet, introspective way. We got all bundled up because, believe it or not, in California, it gets cold sometimes.
I'm from California. I agree. It does. Rarely, but it does now that I live in New Mexico.
Yeah, it hasn't yet, but when it does, I'll give you a call. But we got bundled up and we just walked around the neighborhood looking at the lights. Mm. And you've got the crispness of the air and the beauty of the lights. And then we went to a local coffee house and had one of our favorite holiday blends and a slice of cake. And these are lovely, quiet things that you can do that don't involve crowds, that you can do by yourself even. You know, I'm one of those people who never had a problem being on her own and finding ways to enjoy being on my own. I know it's a scary prospect for women especially, but mm-hmm. these are things that you can do. For when that New Year's Eve, the first New Year's after my husband's death, which was only 10 days, 2 weeks, mm-hmm. my mother and my daughter and I were invited to dine by our favorite fine dining establishment. We've known them for over 20 years. And I told them, you know, it's New Year's Eve, really don't want to be out on New Year's Eve. And the manager said, we'll have you in and out before the merriment starts. And they did. We were in at 5, out at 8, and we welcomed the new year very quietly and just the three of us at home. So there mm-hmm. are things that you can do that observe the holidays in a more of a comforting way, a way that brings warmth and peace without putting on a party hat and pretending you feel something that you don't feel.
I think that's so important. And I'm hearing as you speak, so much is really talking about that inward, go inward, you know, have that self-reflection time and really take this time to learn more about you. I mean, I've always said this before. It's in one of my quotes too. It's like, the beloved is within ourselves and it's time to, you know, take that time and love it up. And we'll talk about it in the next segment here, more ways that we can do that. You're listening to Lainey Savante-Wolkin on Zeta Global Radio. We'll be right back.
Hello and blessings, ZGR listeners. I'm Tom Carlson from Tech Love in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tech Love is a conscious community of light center located in the heart of Knob Hill. Our space offers a warm and inviting setting for all of your gatherings. We invite and enjoy hosting pilgrims who are guided in the oneness throughout the world. From meditation and channeling groups, drum circles, kirtans, and other healing events, we are here as a physical location to draw people into communication with their higher purpose, oneness. If you're coming through New Mexico or already here, visit us at 3901 Central Avenue Northeast, just east of Carlisle, or visit us on the web, techlove.us. Namaste.
Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness, offering all of your one-stop wellness needs, including acupuncture, Chinese herbal medicine, NAET allergy elimination treatment, massage therapy, chiropractic, nutritional, herbal, and wellness counseling. It's full comprehensive care for the entire family. We're conveniently located next to Tractor Supply Company in Edgewood, New Mexico. Dr. Ann Losi, DOM, has been practicing for 12 years in the Edgewood area. Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness also features Dr. Heath Alvedrez, DC Chiropractic Adjustments, Chandra Martin, Massage Therapy, and Rachel Irwin, also Massage Therapy. We offer sliding scale fees for acupuncture, and our chiropractic adjustments are only $30. Again, come visit Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness, offering all of your one-stop wellness needs.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carla Garcia, head of the Thermography Center with two locations in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Dallas, Texas. We've been in business supporting women's health for over 16 years. We use an FDA-registered Class 1 medical camera, which allows us to perform both breast and full-body screenings. There's no radiation, no painful compression, and it's safe for implants and works well for dense breast tissue. We're offering a special 10% discount now for ZGR listeners through the end of 2015 on either the breast or full-body screenings. Please visit DallasFortWorthThermography.com or thermographynm.com, or you can call our offices at 469-249-0065 in the Dallas area, 505-271-6608 in New Mexico. I look forward to meeting you.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. Thank you so much for listening in. We have a treat here. If you're just tuning in, we are here with best-selling author Carol Brody Fleet, and we are talking about ways to move through the holidays as a single in joy, whether you've lost somebody, you've gone through a divorce, you've had a breakup, whatever the reason is, it doesn't separate you as anybody different. You are your own unique and individual beautiful person, and we're going to share more ways with Carol right now on how to get through it and how to do it in joy. Thanks so much, Carol, for being here again.
Thank you.
So what are some of the ways to enjoy the holidays that don't involve being coupled off? I know so many times people plan things as a couple, or it's like not everybody's a couple. So give us some ideas on how to go about that way.
That's right. And boy, if you watch enough commercials, you're going to feel like the cruise director on Noah's Ark. Seriously, you will feel like the only single on their own person on the planet. Because everybody's getting engagement rings and everybody's getting cars with big red bows on them in the middle of a snowy driveway, except there's never any snow on the car. And, you know, if you're around that long enough, it can be really, really depressing. So let's go over some of the ways to enjoy the holidays. First thing I always suggest is decorate your house. It doesn't have to be in a huge way like Snoopy does on the Charlie Brown cartoon. You know, it doesn't have to be like that. But everybody's spirits lift when they see holiday decorations. And if you want to keep it, you know, kind of, you know, more subdued, scent is the most powerful of our five senses. And what I did in the early days was I love pumpkin-scented candles. I love the cinnamon-scented pine cones that you could get at the grocery store for like $5.
Right.
And you walk in the house, and that scent immediately hits you. And for me, I believe in the power of aromatherapy. I really am a big advocate of that. And that automatically puts a smile on my face when I smell cinnamon and pumpkin and apple. I love those scents of the fall and winter season. You can do something that simple. Once again, get out. You don't have to go to a party or anywhere near a mall. Just get out. Do the bundle up and take a walk. Or get into the car if it's too cold. Again, that, you know, California. Sometimes it happens. Drive around to see the lights. Go to your coffee house. Just enjoy the beauty of this time of year. Everywhere, no matter where you live, everywhere has free local events, whether it's tree decorating or tree lighting or carolers. everybody has local events. Oh, here in Southern California, we have a lot of boat parades because we have, you know, an ocean in our backyard. So we go to the boat parades. There's so many things that you can do for free that you can take advantage of. In other words, you don't have to dread the holidays. They are to be enjoyed. Another thing that I believe in, and you're going to get bombarded with tips. So, Lainey, if you need to cut me off, do it.
No, I love it. I wanted to interject real quick. You still have me at like pumpkin candles because I think about my home, and that's exactly what I did when I went through a loss, but also in general. Those candles and incense is a big thing for me, but also lighting a fire. For me, the scent of a fire, not only the warmth of it energetically, but there's nothing, you know, and yes, I'm from California, but live in New Mexico, a fire just makes such a difference in the house. I don't know what it is, vibrationally or just aesthetically, but also the scent of the beautiful pinon here. But like you had me at that because that aromatherapy and getting those oils on your body and all that, I think you're so right on about that. If you feel like you're one of those ones who wants to hunker in and not get out, and that's up to you, I think what you said couldn't be any better. Like, go out and buy candles and anything that lights up your space. I think that's
brilliant. Well, because you're also sending a message to your inner self, and you're taking care of your inner self, which women especially are not necessarily great at. All the time. We tend to put ourselves second or fifth or eighth or, you know, 29th. And when you light that fire, when you put the candles, when you do things, you're sending a message to yourself. And it's a wonderful thing to do for yourself. And in that same theme, go to a department store cosmetic counter or have an at-home beauty consultant come in and try a makeover. Something completely different. You know, try the blue eyeshadow and the red lip. It may be heinous, but it all washes off. Who cares? Try it.
I love that.
Well, it's true. And generally, you can do these things absolutely free of charge. Book a mini massage or a single spa treatment of some kind. These also don't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be at the spa du jour for an all-day extravaganza. That is expensive. Do your research.
Especially during the holidays, you got the sales, you got the different coupons, and I mean, that's the best time to stock up on getting all these benefits for self-care.
Exactly. If you are in the mood for a little company, you can do as little or as much as you want here. Invite your girlfriends over for a girls' night in. Cocktail party. It doesn't have to be on the actual day of the holiday, but during the holiday period, plan an evening at your house with quick and easy hors d'oeuvres. I love anything with the words quick and easy. Doesn't matter what it is. If it's quick and easy, it's for me. And then you can have a wine tasting or a signature cocktail. If you don't drink, that's fine. Sparkling cider or sparkling water with lemon. Don't forget fantastic music. Whatever your nostalgic music is, you know, mine is the 60s, 70s. It can sometimes 80s, but yeah, you know. put on some great music. Everybody dresses up. Throw in a fun game like Taboo or Pictionary. And then what I did when I did this one year, I sent my guests home with a small, cute favor, like a inexpensive picture frame. And then I also offered warm chocolate chip cookies and shot glasses of milk for a good night snack.
Oh, I love it.
And it was a huge hit. I also believe that we feel better automatically when we're in service to others. I have the privilege of being in service to others every day. That's what my job is. And it is a wonderful, wonderful way to live. Most people don't have the luxury, really, of being in service to other people every single day. But we all have time to do that. And in that vein, soup kitchens, homeless shelters, women's shelters, anybody that's helping to clothe and feed and shelter the less fortunate, they need hands right now. And women's shelters especially, they are in need of cosmetics, diapers, clothing, winter outerwear. Organize a drive. Organize people to help boost and support these organizations, which is so very important. Hospitals, convalescent homes, assisted living homes, so many people who are inpatient at this time of year are forgotten in the holiday hubbub, even by their families. And just a simple visit from somebody who cares.
I love that suggestion because what ends up happening, you get a sense that your situation is the worst situation in the world, and then sometimes you meet up with other people who are so challenged that you get a new level of gratitude in your life that helps kind of empower you a little bit, gives you a little bit of a clearing out of the fog of going to the gratitude of what you have, not what you don't have, but what you have. So that is such a great tip of bringing in the service.
It by no means trivializes your situation. It by no means says, well, you know, if you think you have it bad, look at this person over here. Well,
right,
but what it does do, it gives you perspective. And it does compel you to look for the blessing. And sometimes that blessing can be really hard to find. It compels you to look for the blessing, even when you have to reach down really far to find it, and say, you know what, I woke up this morning in a bed with a roof over my head. My life was not in danger by another person, by an illness, by an injury. I'm going to be okay. And I'm going to help somebody who maybe can't say those things right now today.
Which book, or which of all your books, which book would you recommend? You have your new one out, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Possible, and you could tell us a little bit about that. But, I mean, one of the tips I would say is to read some of your books. They're so inspiring. So is your website. Let's talk about a little bit about any of those coming up or just released that, you know, also can support them.
Well, first of all, thank you for that. That's very, very kind of you. I do talk about the holidays in Widows Wear Stilettos and Happily Even After because obviously these are huge, huge hot button issues in the widowed community, especially when you are widowed with children. And you know, and the things that we're talking about, we'll talk more about, you know, how to handle holidays and children and so forth. So those books are excellent too, and some of these tips are in there. And we can't get to everything today on the show, but those are great places to start. Also in the books, it's how to handle the holidays if this is your first holiday without your beloved, or if you are suffering a loss. The first or the worst. They really are. And when you think that the firsts are behind you, sometimes for people, the seconds are the worst or the thirds are the worst. In other words, the more time that goes on and the more that the fog lifts from the moment of grief, the worse it feels. You know, it's like it's very much like dental work. You have the dental work, you have anesthesia. It starts to wear off. It doesn't feel better right away, does it? It feels worse before it gets better. It can be that way with loss as well. So, and it's that catches people by surprise a lot. So the books are great for that. I think this Chicken Soup for the Soul Think Possible edition is absolutely phenomenal because there are 101 stories in it. And these stories of positivity and overcoming challenge and believing in yourself above all else, they are so uplifting. I mean, for me, this book is like potato chips. It's really hard to put it down. You know, you read one story, and you've got to read the next story, and the next story. It's really incredible testament to the human spirit and to what you can do, even in the face of tragedy, even in the face of adversity. It's absolutely astounding what these authors have done.
I think we have the plan. Light some candles. Light a fire and read Chicken Soup for the Soul featuring Carol Brody Fleet. All right, well, we're going to take a break. We have a lot more with Carol Brody Fleet. Stick around. We're going to talk more about if you're single with children during the holidays and some tips and suggestions for you. We'll be right back.
Conscious media maven Jackie Lapin invites you to explore luminaryvoices.com. Are you a booking agent, festival promoter, or organization looking for the best in spiritual and conscious presenters? Or are you that incredible speaker or performer looking to reach a worldwide audience that's awakening and ready to experience your divine gifts? Visit luminaryvoices.com, Lapin's newest and exciting web portal dedicated to conscious messengers. To join, visit luminaryvoices.com or contact them to book a presenter today. I'm Howard Wolkin, and I produce the Zeta Global Radio Show. In addition, I'm a 30-year veteran of the music business coming from New York City. Jackie represents my spiritual EDM project, Bison. She's an amazing force in the spiritual community, and I'm thrilled to be counted amongst her roster.
It's a perfect time to give yourself or someone you love the gift of health. Trisha Wilson with Trinity Massage and Healing, a specialist in deep tissue, is now offering ZGR listeners 80 minutes for the price of 60 with your first experience in clearing those hidden blocks in the body. Taking appointments in Albuquerque, New Mexico and Denver, Colorado. Call or text now at 757-576-6565 and get ready to melt the pain away. That's 757-576-6565. This is Lainey Savante-Wolkin, your host of ZGR, and I've been an absolutely grateful client of Trisha's for many years. Book with her and mention ZGR and see exactly what I mean. She's quite the goddess. Zeta Global Radio wants to thank you for listening over our first 5 months. We've had many great shows, from filmmakers making a great impact on the big screen, to learning about why we dream the way we do, to powerful leaders who are making big differences in the world of nonprofits. We invite you to go back and listen to all of our show archives at bbsradio.com/ZGR or our brand new Zeta Continuum YouTube channel. Listen while you work and be inspired. We always invite you to contact us at info@thelabnm.com or our Zeta Global Radio Facebook page with your feedback on how we're doing, a suggested story, or to be part of our positive news segment covering dynamic events and news from all over the globe. We look forward to bringing you more compelling speakers, authors, and topics that expand us all and unites us as one. Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. I am Lainey Savante-Wolkin having a wonderful chat with Carol Brody Fleet, best-selling author of Widows Wear Stilettos, Happily Even After. She's in Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Possible, and has an upcoming book, and we'll talk more in January when Bad Things Happen to Good Women come out. Lots of stuff going on in your life, and thank you so much for sharing your gifts with all of us and letting us know that each day gets better as we move forward and do better awareness of ourselves, wouldn't you say?
Well, absolutely, and it's my pleasure to be a part of this and to help you deliver the message of hope and help and positivity and belief that no matter what your scenario is right now, that tomorrow is your opportunity for a fresh start.
I wanted to share with the audience one of your articles that you wrote in the Huffington Post, and I think it was about remarrying and people's opinions. And I know that that's a big topic for you, and it's always an annoying topic for me, is the judgments we place on ourselves by the expectations of others and how to rid ourselves for good of this so we can breathe and feel okay to be in our own skin. If I can bottle the answer, and it's not an easy one, I'm sure, but find a path for our listeners to understand how important this is, I would be very happy, woman.
Well, welcome to the Let's Annoy Lainey Hour, my favorite subject. In fact, yeah, the article that I wrote about remarrying was not only one of my most popular personally, it turned out to be one of the most popular on Huffington Post. It's received over 40,000 likes, which means that we've hit a nerve. What
yeah.
all people need to realize, both the person who suffered loss, whether that loss is death, divorce, or breakup, and the people who surround someone who's going through that, is that grief and joy can occupy the same space. Grief and joy can occupy the same person. One is not mutually exclusive of the other. And simply because you find love again, which, by the way, you are meant to do if you choose it, it doesn't mean that your past life and the past people in it cease to exist. And too many people view love, remarriage, as an either-or proposition. Well, gosh, Lainey's remarried, so she must not love, you know, her beloved anymore. You yeah. know, that must be over and done with. It's never over and done with, and it shouldn't be. Grief
True.
And joy can occupy the same space. That's first. Secondly, and we've discussed this before, the heart expands infinitely to embrace as much love as you want it to embrace. If that wasn't the case, we would all only have one child, and that would be it, because how could I ever love more than one child? I've got three daughters. Only one of them is biological. The other two are not. One of them is gifted to me through my new husband. Can you still say new husband after 6.5 years? I don't think you can, but anyway. And the other one is gifted to me by my best friend. And they are every bit as much my daughters as my Kendall is. And my heart has expanded to embrace that. Why do people think that, well, how can I love this person, and I'm casting aspersion on the memory of my past life? That's simply not true. Your heart will welcome the love that you permit it to, and you're allowed to do that.
Well, I think that that's so important, and it goes along with the theme that we're talking about today, about being in joy, to enjoy the holidays as a single, that it's like it doesn't matter what they say, what they think, what they feel. It's about how you feel inside, and whatever the steps to take. Like, it's okay if you're not up for it to not do anything, right, Carol? I mean, there's no thing that says, or the opposite, is it okay to go and kick your shoes off and go party?
Yeah. Well, and that's a great question, is what if you were feeling the exact opposite, and you want to go have a great time and do it. That's wonderful. I absolutely, anytime somebody is feeling, positive and upbeat and saying, you know what, this is what I want to do, and I know my beloved better than anybody, and that's what they would have wanted for me if you were dealing with a lost situation, or in our family, we call it spitting in the eye of the devil and saying, you know what, yes, this misfortune has befallen us, but you know what we're going to do? We are going to go out and, have a steak or a favorite hamburger, or we are going to spit in the eye of the devil. We are going to say, you may knock us down, life, but you're not going to keep us down. No one gets to dictate your comfort zone or your healing journey if you're moving through any kind of loss. You can't allow the opinions of others to dictate your actions, because they aren't living your life in your head, in your heart, in your house. So if you feel like celebrating the fact that even though you've been through a devastating event, whatever that event is, you're determined to move forward in a positive way, and you are going to go ahead and do it. This is, again, all about taking charge of your own healing journey. And as long as you're not coping in a destructive manner, anything else you want to do is fine.
I love it. Now, what if you're going through the holidays and you're in this scenario and you're a single parent?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be able to keep the spirits up, but you want to be authentic with yourself, but you have small children, it's the holidays. I mean, how do you find the balance, or what are some tips and suggestions that we can to support the person going through a tough time and still needing to put on that face, if you feel that you need to support the children and the family and with you?
Well, whether your children are younger or older, your first instinct as a parent is to put your own needs to one side in favor of the children. And that's okay to a point. You still have a right and a need to enjoy the holidays as well. So, again, this is tuning into you, and it's tuning into your children. The first thing that I recommend strongly is that, if you might not feel like going to parties or what have you. Well, what I've seen is a lot of parents, they don't feel like celebrating, they don't feel like parties, and then they'll turn around and they'll push their children to go to parties and to be in the school play and to be in the school choir and to be in the Christmas show and to do the Hanukkah parties. And you can't do that. You have to listen to your children very carefully. They may be feeling exactly as you are. And so you have to respect your children in the ways that you're asking people to respect you. If your children want to go ahead and participate in all their activities or get together with their friends if they're a little older, that's great. Encourage it. But if they seem reluctant, and especially if they seem reluctant to be away from you, you must respect that. Don't force them to go to the sleepover. Don't force them to go to the school dance. Don't force them to participate in that which they're not ready for, because they're grieving too.
Sure. That's the key point. They're grieving too. It's like, sometimes people, that's such a good point. I mean, I know personally, and you too, that is such a a cornerstone that you think, oh, when they say they're fine because they're kids and they're maybe not as expressive as a grown adult, it's not true. It will show up. They need that love. They need that knowing that everything's okay and it's nothing that is happening is a reflection on them.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, I love the idea. I know we were talking off air and reading some notes about other things that you can do that may be unconventional, that may not fit the norm. I mean, I love the idea, just the whole topic of don't do what everyone left does. Do if you feel to go right, go right. And so maybe we could talk about some completely out of the box ideas that are perfectly okay because there's no rules, really.
That's right. And a lot of times, people who have experienced the loss of a loved one, particularly if it is a spouse, and if you're, again, death, divorce, breakup, you want to, like you said, you want to turn right. You want to do something else and break with tradition. And you might get some pushback on that, most notably from families. So how do you handle doing something different for the holidays, you know, taking a vacation alone, going to visit friends in another state, you know, mixing it up, and you're met with resistance? First, if it is your family that you're getting pushback from, be understanding that your loved ones want you there. But you also have the right to ask them to be understanding of your wishes as well. First thing you want to do is schedule an alternate day or evening to have your own holiday get-together with whomever it is that has an issue with you. You know, my late husband was a police officer. That's code for rarely home when you want him there. Sorry. And certainly the holidays were part of that. There were holidays and birthdays and anniversaries and so forth where he wasn't there. So we did, you know, Valentine's Day on February 9th. You know, we had to cut our cloth accordingly. So we were constantly celebrating around the holiday. If you've decided you want a destination holiday, it might be nice to pick up some small tokens for the people at home that you're leaving behind. And then you can come home and share your pictures and have an alternate get-together day, which assuages a lot of the issue. You know, these people are saying we love you and we want to see you. You have to appreciate that. But then you also don't have to feel guilty about doing what you want to do as well.
I think that's great. I think traveling and getting a new perspective, or if you're in the desert, go to the ocean or wherever it is, just a completely different landscape can really provide that.
Exactly. A lot of people who have experienced loss want to mix it up because sometimes tradition is supposed to make you feel, again, comfort, warmth, peace, nostalgia, wonderful memories. Well, if you're in the midst of overwhelming pain because you've gone through a divorce, because you've broken up, because you have lost the person that you built all these traditions with, those traditions aren't very comforting. Those traditions,
right.
those traditions can be downright painful. Well, that's why I absolutely advocate mixing it up. You know, it was 5 years after Mike died, and which is a milestone. And I looked at my mother and my daughter, and I said, well, we can do one of two things. We can sit here and be sad that Mike isn't here again, or we can do something that he would absolutely lead the parade in doing. And the three of us went to Vegas. And we ate, and we drank, and we gambled, and we dressed up, and we fine dined, and we room serviced, and we did that, and we absolutely remembered Mike. We drank a toast to him, and I know with absolute certainty that he would have been the one buying the airline tickets if that suggestion had been made to him, because I knew that man inside and out, and the last thing he wanted was anyone to be sad or to cease living because he was no longer here. He made that abundantly clear while he was ill, and it's a legacy that we continue to this day. We have continued to live, and hopefully in the ways that he lived himself, with a mind and a heart to service and family and love.
So beautiful. You're such an inspiration. Thank you so much, Carol. We have just a couple minutes left. Do you have any last remaining thoughts or one last final inspiration of Carol Brody Fleet that you want to share with our audience? We're getting down to the wire. We can go on and on, and I'm glad that you're coming back in January, because we have to keep going here and letting our audiences know that no matter what, everything's okay. You're perfectly perfect where you are.
The best inspiration that I can give comes from within my own experience. And as I love to ask listeners to do, right now, just be quiet for a moment. Find your quiet. Find your center. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Tune into yourself. Close your eyes if you're not behind the wheel. And listen carefully. The holidays are a time of warmth and love and loved ones. And I understand that they can also be very painful. You have the control here to make them whatever you want to be. If this is a time where you are wanting to seek out your spiritual comfort, your spiritual avenues, do that. That's what spirituality is about, not religion, spirituality. It's about what warms your heart, what feeds your soul, what boosts your belief system, what's going to take you into your tomorrows. Do that. Shut out the noise and the hubbub and the demand and the expectation of the holiday. Holidays are not about checkbooks and wallets and who has the biggest, brightest, shiniest present. It is about warmth and love and happiness and peace. And all of that can come from within you and be returned to yourself by you. You have that power. Take it and have a blessed and wonderful holiday and a beautiful beginning to 2016.
Amen. Ah, so beautiful. Thank you so much, Carol. And yeah, happy holidays to you and happy holidays to everybody listening. Let's hear from you. Let us know how this show touched you, and you can learn more about Carol Brody Fleet at widowswearstilettos.com. We'll have more info on Carol on zetaglobalradio.com as well as our Facebook page. And be sure and check out all her beautiful books and let them inspire you as they have for me. Thank you, Carol, and thank you to everybody listening.
Hi there, ZGR listeners. This is Howard Wilkin, the producer of Zeta Global Radio. As Lainey mentioned earlier in the show, we're very, very excited about Cade's EP, Will Rap for Change. It's fantastic, socially conscious hip-hop, and we thought we'd share the first single with you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mangled Angel by Cade.
I'm an angel with wings angled that point in opposite ways, so there won't be any flying, just the hope that they can change. As the years passed, we grew brittle and broke away. As the dust rolled off my back, I blew a kiss and wished them away. It feels so good to be accepted as a person. No more weird looking or devil labels at the churches. Now I seem invisible, no one pays attention. I much rather this than play the pincushion for their regression. No more lightly stepping, now lightning is my weapon and its thunder is my voice. This angel is accepted, land living was my choice. I'll prove to the people that you don't need wings to fly. Open your heart and let the music be your ride. Yeah. Let this music be your ride. Just let it guide through life. Just coast. Don't you ride. From me, an everlasting tie. what is this human becoming? I'm not a human, I'm that angel that was the topic of your discussions, the blunt end of your jokes. Now I stand as a mentor and encourage, no judgments, just hope. These words that I speak are out of experience in life. Everyone makes mistakes, this is a chance to learn from mine. Don't fall from heaven.
The struggle is
scream to try and pop lungs, lips never seal when it comes to what I love. Self-expression studied vigorously since I was young. Instead of following a goal, why don't you go and set some of these wings so pure that no human can touch, but they create a wave that can be felt by everyone. Cause this angel only flies when his words leave his tongue, gushing to the streets and find inspired minds a flood. My mission on this earth will soon be done. Once a captivated soul feels the urge to take control, with the aroma of success and with each breath accepted in this chest, become the age of art sent from above to move and inspire people to love.
Consumed in the-